Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Friday, the 26th of June at 6:30. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the boss of the share trading platform, Trading212. And we'll be looking at a cot and blanket making business, which started here in Ireland and all the markets, as usual, at the end of another busy week. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the papers and websites in the superb company of Austin Hughes, the renowned economist and even more renowned Shelburne fan. Good morning, Austin.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Are you weeping because of the sudden departure of the Shelburne boss, Joey O'Brien, yesterday?
Yeah, I am sorry, I suppose, but it's been a disappointing season and a disastrous loss to Bose. So this is the way sport goes, so unfortunately, but the king is dead. Long live the king. You know, that's the way it is.
Indeed. You're enjoying mid-table mediocrity at the moment, as far as I can see. Anyway, let's move on to the news. I see there could be an even bigger concert venue built right beside or even behind the Three Arena.
Yeah, this is a good news story that a 7.5-acre site has been bought for $90 million with plans to develop an entertainment complex seating up to 20,000 people. That's about twice the capacity of the Three Arena. And the buying consortium are quite interesting. The group is called Live Nation Brickyards. It comprises Live Nation, who own the Three Arena, and Ticketmaster, among other areas. Brickyard Property, apparently are a UK-based entertainment group that operate the Market Co-op Live in Manchester, which is the UK's biggest indoor arena, and Gaiety Investments that belong to Dennis Desmond and Caroline Downey. Now, the plans to develop this entertainment complex at an overall cost eventually of $500 million, $90 million was the property bought for. It's good news because it's a vote of confidence in Dublin's future. And let's face it, we've been far too slow in social infrastructure. I suppose a grumpy old man has to say, what about the traffic congestion and all? We have to get all our ducks in a row in terms of this. But it is a good story. And it does suggest that somebody out there thinks at least that Irish consumers are going to have money to spend in the years ahead.
But this, what's not really clear is whether they shut down the Three Arena or whether this will add to the venues in Dublin. And then you talk about the new ice rink arena, which is being built in Cherrywood. And suddenly Dublin is going to go from rags to riches.
Yeah, well, that's the way the economy has gone over the last 20 years. And as I say, social infrastructure lagged behind. Look at our football stadiums, a lot of our music venues, they are third world rather than sort of most prosperous economy status at the moment. So there probably is scope in terms of that. And you see it in terms of the pressure when somebody big comes to town. Let's hope it means slightly lower ticket prices in the future.
Now, while we're talking about building something big, I see construction costs in Ireland. They did go up definitely over the last decade. And this is official Eurostat data. But we were among the least expensive compared to other EU member states in terms of construction costs.
This is a really important release, particularly for a lot of people who think that we're uniquely challenged in our property troubles at the moment. The 10-year construction cost increase across the Eurozone was 48%. Ireland was around 40%. We were 20th of 27, as I say, average 48. Bulgaria up 166%.
Gosh.
Hungary 155%. So a lot of the newer, fast-growing countries are seeing big, big pressure. Now, the costs are coming from a lower base, but they are increasing. Italy, 17. Now, interesting, as I say, this is the residential cost stats, 48%. I took a quick gander at the residential property prices, and they went up across Europe by 70% there. Again, Bulgaria is up 127%. Hungarian prices up 283%.
Wow.
Ireland is 12th out of 27 countries. size. So we did
a bit like
slightly.
A bit like Shelburne, mid-table.
But people say we're the ones with problems, but I think we're the ones with the brighter future, and that's true of Shelburne as well. Go on.
Very well. That was a lovely segue, actually, Austin. Talking about brighter future, families travelling on Ryanair.
This is an interest. The nub of this story is that while there may be no such thing as bad publicity for Ryanair, there may be bad public policy making. Ryanair announced what it called a tweak to its family seating policy, and it's following an investigation by the UK's Competition and Markets Authority. Ryanair previously required families to pay for one reserved family seat with children allocated beside that seat for free. Now they say that families won't have to pay, or that don't want to pay, will be given seats together, but they'll only find out where those seats are after they check in. And Ryanair added that because of high demand, these family seats are likely to be in the rear of the airplane. And in the press release, there's brilliant Michael O'Leary isms: we will reluctantly adjust to this industry standard, as we don't want to waste time explaining to misguided regulators how badly they misunderstand what is in the best interest of UK and European consumers. And I would have some sympathy with that view. We want to have minimum standards, certainly, but the more we standardize things, the less dynamic the market is, and the higher cost you tend to feed on to consumers as well. So as I say, good for Ryanair publicity, maybe bad for European consumers in the long term.
And clearly jumping before they were pushed as well. Now, there's been a big technology sell-off this month and some pretty big names selling off, but the indices aren't exactly crashing.
No, they're not. And it depends what way you look at the indices. There are two or three things here at play. One is the indices, the market cap indices are falling, but there has been some rotation out of the tech sector because we're hearing good news around oil prices and the war in Iran. And maybe we're not hearing good news, but the market is more optimistic that there will be a market-friendly resolution in that regard. So you are seeing the hit to the individual stocks. By the way, they are only retracing a tiny amount of the gains that we've seen over the last while. So it's not as though we're in trouble on the stock markets there. It is interesting, though, because in general, the market cap weightings are entirely different from the equal weightings indices. And if Simon Harris pursues this policy, we may see the savings focused on AI technology, etc. And it may make your savings more volatile in the long term, even if Mr. Harris promises better returns.
Have a lovely weekend, Austin. Enjoy the sunshine, whatever is remaining of it. That is the renowned economist, Austin Hughes. Bye.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.